Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for Angela.
Show Talk with Angela Butler. The guest this Sunday is Minister Jonathan Moore. Minister Moore's sermon and talk will be about renewing the mind. Hello, how are you doing, Minister Moore?
Hey, I'm blessed and highly favored. How about yourself?
The same, blessed and highly favored.
Amen, amen. God is good all the time.
Okay, all right. So go ahead and do your thing.
Okay, yeah. So my message today is about programming your mind, renewing your mind. So, you know, because the thing is that in our life that we always been in the negative or going towards the fear instead of the faith in our life. And God wants us to have the kingdom mindset. And some of us, we don't have it because we have too much distraction in our life. The scripture says, do not be conformed to this world, this age, the fashion of that to its internal, superficial custom. Be transformed, changed by the entire, your renewal of your mind. Romans 12:2 says that. And the thing in our life sometimes, we don't change that channel. I know we have so many things in our life sometimes, you know, distractions all over the place and, you know, bills and everything come in. But we got to understand one thing. God is alive. You know, he give us all supernatural, the blessings upon our life. And if we just make that change in our mind to think positive, knowing that he can take care of it, releasing him out of the box, you know. See, many people today doesn't realize the reason they are not happy. The reason they're not enjoying life is simply because they train their mind in the wrong direction. They program their mind to worry. They program their mind to complain. They program their minds to see negative. But just as we can train our minds to focus on the negative, we can also program our minds to focus on the positive. It all depends on what we meditate on. What do we meditate on to take the day? We always meditate on the negative. But when we meditate on the Word of God, we program our mind. We meditate on God's goodness. We are developing a right mindset. When we choose to be grateful and focus on what is right rather than what is wrong, we are choosing a positive attitude. This doesn't happen automatically, but you have to discipline yourself to focus on right things. You have to make a conscious effort to spend time in the Word of God every single day until a habit is formed. Sometimes we don't form no habits of that because we're doing other things. We wonder why we struggle sometimes because we run into all the distractions of it. But, you know, if we first seek God's kingdom and his love, and put that in our mind, knowing that God can take care of everything in our life, things will change. But we first got to get into the Word of God. One thing we were not doing, we're not reading. We're not getting that Word. We're not seeing the Spirit. We got one-third of the Spirit in us, and we feed more of the flesh, more of the Spirit. If you wonder why you're struggling, you got to look at how you're walking. Is you giving? Is you loving? Is you doing the things of God? We got to change our thoughts, because if we change our thoughts, our life will change. Because one thing about it, we keep thinking too much on the fear. As you honor God with your time, He'll multiply it back to you. As you stay faithful and focused on Him, He will direct your steps and lead you into embrace the blessings and victory He has in store for you. See, sometimes that in our life that we let things keep messing with us. And the thing is, as we let things mess with us, it messes up our faith walk. Because what? We let fear come in. You know, fear of bills, fears of dying, fears of everything. But we don't understand one thing. God can change these things. But one thing we're forgetting to meditate in His words. Joshua 1:8 says, meditate in these words day and night, and you will have great success. Until you do these things, you're going to see this stuff in your life. One thing we got to understand that, you know, it says in John 14 that we can do the same thing Jesus can do, you know. But we got to have the positive thinking. Our positive thinking is not there all the time because we want the negative. I can understand it's hard to be positive sometimes in certain things, but we can't do it because we're not feeding the Spirit. So sometimes we have thoughts like that. Our minds work a lot like a computer. The way we program our thinking will determine how our lives are going to function. You can have the most expensive, powerful computer you can find, but if you load the wrong software, it's not going to perform at its best. In the same way, many people are not living a victorious life, not because there is something wrong with them, because of what has been programmed in their thinking. That starts believing the lies, I'm not a talented, I don't have a good personality, I made too many mistakes, I reached my limit. Just like a virus can slow down a perfectly good computer, our wrong thinking can keep us from my destiny. If you're going to live in victory, you've got to know how to hit the delete button.
Yes.
You know, so the things in our life, you know, it can change, but we won't let it sometimes. When that thought comes that says, you're just average, delete, you're ordinary, hit the delete button and say, I am a masterpiece. I am one of a kind. When you hear, you'll see your best days. It is all downhill from here. But hit the delete button and say, my future will be brighter than my past. If you will start hitting the delete button on those negative thoughts, your life will go to a new level and you'll experience the blessings and increase He has in store for you. God has many things for us in our life, but we got to know one thing, that, you know, He rules the universe. He's sitting on the throne. He is leading us and guiding us to all victory. We got to understand and water and understand what God got for us. We got to wait on the Lord. You got to wait on God. Scripture says, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Do you need strength today? Sometimes it's easy to get down and discouraged when you're constantly looking at the circumstances of life. You may feel tired and weary from a long spiritual and emotional battles. But when you wait on the Lord, the Bible says your strength will be renewed. It's all the things that you trust in God. Use your mind to understand that God can do all these things to you. We keep letting these words and stuff and the negative come in and poison our faith, defective, contaminated. The fear comes in. You know, we don't know that God is, but we don't want to wait on God. We let these words come in our head to, you know, so we can lose the focus. You know, we let the seed come in. We get a seed, but we let the world take it away. Waiting on the Lord means you're putting your trust and hope in him. You're living with an attitude of faith. It's expectancy. In the natural, if you are waiting for someone like a special dinner guest, you probably aren't just sitting around the house wondering what will happen. No, you're probably preparing of a special person, straightening the house and making sure everything is perfect for their arrival. Just like thoughts, you know, you have to prepare yourself in a way to do a lot of things what God got for us. God is on the throne waiting on us. All we got to do is understand, is get in the Word and get knowledgeable of what he got and feed the Spirit and change our thoughts. Because if we line ourselves up with God's words, the things will come to pass. But we can't let fear come in and steal the joy. We can't let the evil one come in and steal the joy. We got to understand and get in position to receive. You got to have the kingdom mindset. Every day we go out here, every day we wake up, everybody got their own agenda. But one thing about it, we don't open the Word of God. The Bible says our people are lack of knowledge. We lack of knowledge because we don't open the book. Just like you study in college and go ahead and get the exam, we need to do the same thing with the Word of God. This is the Word of our life. This is life Word. This is living Word that comes in within you. You got to understand one thing. That's why our relationship is messed up. You know, we going out here, we picking the wrong thoughts. We should be deleting that lust thought and then putting in the right thought and say, I'll wait on God. That's the patience on God. Being patient, being in right mind, the right line of God. Get in line with the Word of God. Because if anybody can come with different things in our life, and we go for them. It's the same thing in relationship with the same person, go with the same line. We believe that line. Why can't we believe the line of God? This is living Word. This is true Word. God cannot lie. People lie. People let you down. The Bible says man lets you down every time, but God will never let you down. Why we won't be doers of the Word? If you direct yourself in your mind and understand what God got for you in the format with what is lined up in your life, you will get further in your life because, you know why? Your mind. You let God out the box. You training your mind, renewing your mind to stay positive instead of negative. One thing that we're forgetting in our life is to open up the Word, to spend time with God. God is our happiness. He is our everything. We missing so many things what God is teaching us in everything that he do. He's teaching us how to love, his godly love that he put around us. And don't forget, our kids is watching us in everything we do. And we got to be the light for the people out there who is lost. Because when they come to us, they can't see the same thing that's happening. But we need to renew our mind with the Word of God so we can continue to feed the Spirit and have moving faith. And moving faith is keeping lined up with the mind and your mind with the Word God says for you. You know, it's a search thing of just spend time, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 10 minutes. Speak good stuff over your life every morning. Know that you're the righteousness of God. You are the righteousness of God. You got to program that in your head. You're the righteousness of God. Ain't no one can make you unrighteous. Once you gave your life to the Lord, ain't no one can make you unrighteous. You know, just like when you was a sinner, no one can make you righteous unless you give your life to God. Nobody can make you can't be righteous. You know, I don't care if you were up the old lady across the street. You can unless you gave your life to God. You know, that can make you righteous. So the same way, nobody cannot make you unrighteous when you gave your life to God. When you gave your life to God, you came righteous. and no one can. It says in Romans 6, you can read that. That's why we want to get knowledgeable of these things of the Word of God, so we know we're on the same page and on the same path. Because the thing is, the joy of the Lord is our strength in everything that we do. And if we continue to contain with the Word of God, the living Word, we can move mountains. We can do everything. We can all come together in unity, because God wants us to all be in that one love ministry. One love. That's all we need to do, to come into the one love ministry, to understand what God's offering. All you got to do is change your thinking. If you change your thinking, you'll have a new life. If you go out every day and say, I am blessed, I am anointed, I am the child of the King, God loves me. Got to know God loves you regardless of what you do. God loves you. Nobody can make you right. If you make a mistake, you steal the righteousness of God. You know, you steal the righteousness of God. Ain't nobody can do that. You know, if you continue to do stuff, the same old stuff, you're going to need to check the salvation. But other than that, you're the righteousness of God. And everybody should say that, I'm the righteousness of God, because you are the righteousness of God. And no one can change that. If you don't believe me, you look in the Word of God and see that for yourself. But one thing you need to do is change your thinking. Stop hurting one another. Come together. Walk in that love. Delete that. Don't let Satan steal you. Don't let him put them thoughts in your head. Delete it out of there. And put the positive. The Bible says, think on some things is pure, lovely, and good report. These are things we should put on. When you see that negative come in, think on the good things in your life. Think on the positive. Think on the things that God is doing in your life. Because one thing about it, God is working behind the scene in your life like he never did before. All you got to do is trust him. We go to church every day, every single day, and every minute we go to church. We go in, we come out. But one thing about it, we're not letting it take in us. We're not seeing the Spirit and understanding the Word that it got, the living Word, when we sit there and read the Scripture, hearing the pastor preach the Scripture. Because one thing you got to understand, one thing is that if somebody asks you what was the message today, can you tell them that? See, the thing is, going to church is going in and change your life. This is a thing that, you know, it's not a necessity that you got to be in there to, you know, just say, if I don't get to church, something will happen. It don't matter that. If you didn't get to church today, you are the temple. But the thing is, you go to church not because you have to be there. You go there because of who you are in Christ. You know you are a Christian of Christ, and you know that you go in there in the sanctuary and, you know, and praise God. But the thing is that we're not on a religious pattern. You don't want to get that. We're not under the law anymore. We're under grace, the mercy of God. God loves us, and you need to know, everybody to know God loves you. Come together. Come together. Change that thinking of self and change it to help others. Because once you help others, God will move in your life like you never did before. Don't let nobody get you down. Don't look to relationships of a man to get your happiness. Know your happiness in Christ. Christ connect that person to be in your life to bring a joy to you if they lined up with the Word, to be rooted and grounded. Because the thing is, we get so thing in there, we make our spouse or whatever a God itself. But it's not. What we got to do is understand God is the four cornerstone and hold everything together in our life. See, we are blessed. God show us the way. He's the way, the truth, and the life. You can hear the same message that you hear from me, as you hear on TV, whatever like that. But to be doers of the Word, we got to renew the mind, the mindset. We got to change the channel. Change the channel and come into that marvelous of blessings of everything. Your whole life can change. It's amazing to be sitting in the throne with God. God is in you. He gave you all spiritual blessings within your heart. Everything you got, everything you need, healing, prosperity, everything is in you. It says in Ephesians 1, I give you all spiritual blessings. Everything you need is already in you. You ain't got to look up in the air and go right there. God is right there in your heart, spiritual heart, right there. All you do is speak it. You know what I mean? You got everything. You're healing, your prosperity, you speak it, but you got to believe and trust in the Word of God. And once you continue to trust and meditate on it every day, thank God. Don't just try to get him to move. He already moved. He already in a position. All you need to get a position to receive. So renew your mind. Understand that you are blessed, you're anointed, and God loves you. And continue to stay on that. Believe me, due season is here for us. And all we got to do is come together and connect with the love. Because we know God only can connect with the love thing, not the hatred or the, all the stuff that we're doing with each other. We need to turn that around. Turn it around by opening up the book. You know, and people probably say, well, I got this and that, but you got to believe in God. You mean you got to trust in God. You got to know he can do it. You can't have a wavering faith. It says that in James 1. You can't be double-minded. You say, I don't know. I don't think the Lord can do it. You know? I don't know, Reverend. I don't think
he can do it. God can
do all things.
That's right.
Ain't nothing impossible for God. If you believe it, I'm going to tell you right now, me, myself, why do you think I'm here today? God that brought me here. Every time I preach the word, I do it, it's all because of faith in what God has done to me. If I ain't renewed my mind, I'd be in a dump right now. I'd be somewhere out in the gutter or whatever, lost. But, you know, I had to make that step. God has called me to do something. Come out here and touch us. Every one of the people out here to make, you know, I just want to challenge in the Teen Beach Box challenge. You know, I won it because, you know what, I had that mindset. I said, ain't nothing. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I just won that challenge. You know, they just got it on Teen Beach Box. You look it up and you'll see me on there. I tell you right now, if you can do all things through Christ, ain't nothing that you can't do that you don't put your mind to. But you got to delete the negative things in your life, in your head, in your mind. That would bring us down. That's what brings us to the wrong relationships. That's what brings us to everything, because we keep grabbing the wrong things, the lust, all the stuff that we shouldn't grab. We need to grab the positive, the godly people, and also listen to the conversation of who you're talking to. If they ain't talking no God, they ain't no good thing. You can have a worldly relationship, but it ain't going to last. Godly relationship lasts everlasting. But one thing you got to do is you got to change mindset. Mindset change will change your world as walking with God, and your blessings will come. They will.
Okay.
They will come. Look, all you got to do is continue to trust God. Trust, you know what I mean? Put your hand up and tell the Lord that you know, because God is still in the blessing business, miracle-working business. He's been working in my life ever since, and everything I say as I continue to keep his praise in my mouth, you know, and keep the kingdom mindset, because you got to let him out the box. Don't think he can't do anything. So he can do anything. That's why you need to start now. Start now reading. Believe it now. You know, if you got some unbelief, say, God, help my unbelief. But God will bless you until your unbelief get out of there. But you got to continue to meditate in the word. Because if you ain't got no word, you ain't got nothing. You got flesh. And flesh going to try to overtake you. You know, flesh going to overtake that. Because if you don't feed the spirit, you're going to be a little bit in trouble of in that situation. Because you don't got no word, you ain't got nothing to go on with. You got to put the whole armor of God upon your life and go out there in the world.
You're right.
You got to change. You got to change. You got to change your ways, your life, the attitude. The attitude, everything will mess you all up. You know what I mean? You got to go back out and apologize. You know, I take a whole lot out of a lot of people. So the thing is, we got to put in our mind to walk in love, to think on those good things, to think on the right things, to understand what God got for us, to see the real picture in our life. You got to see it inside before you can see it on the outside. See yourself a winner. Say I'm a winner. Say I'm blessed. Say I'm anointed. Say I'm the child of the King. Say God loves me. Say I got the victory. I receive everything that God has obtained in my life. Say God is turning my situation around right now in the name of Jesus. And I tell everybody out there today, one thing about it, you need to look at your life and make that change. Because me, I could have fell down the hill and kept on falling. But you know what? I changed my thoughts. I changed everything about it. I said I'm a victory person. I walk in victory. I am blessed. I'm anointed. I said every day and every day, every challenge comes, I win it. Because you know why? My thought is changed. Now I look at things as I can see me winning. I can see me in a new home. I can see me in a new car. I can see me in everything that God has pertained to me right now. And guess what? I got it, because God is a blessed God. He's in blessed business. But one thing about it, don't have no doubts. Delete it. got to delete that program because you put the wrong software in. Like I said, you got to delete it, put in the blessed program, and continue to play it over and over and meditate in it day and night. And guess what? You're going to have great success. It's not just standing because I did it myself. So I'm a living proof of it. And, you know, you look around and see the blessings of God has been doing in your life right now. You got to be content where you're at because you got to have the patience. I know it's hard to have patience. And, you know, perseverance, all you do is stay on the word, trust in God, let patience take its place, and God will move in your life. He's moving your life as you speak, but you got to believe in your heart, your spiritual heart. You know, we got to understand one thing that, you know, our mind thoughts, it really tears us up really bad because we got so much distractions of what we got to do here, what we got to do there, what we got to do. You got to slow that patient down. You got to slow that down and say, hey, my fault is here. God got it. I know everything else. You got to cast that care on God because he'll care for you on that. Don't hold it yourself. Change the thinking, knowing that God's doing it, knowing that your situation is taken care of. Knowing that it's all good. The thing is, I'm not saying be a genie and say, oh, well, I'll be in the house. But you know what? You pray to God. Say, Lord, Father, put everything in a way that you know what the situation is because God knows all things. He already knows your situation. You know, just tell God and you go ahead out there in faith and God will bring that person or whatever you need right at your fingertips. Stay in prayer. Change the thoughts. You got to do these things because it's vital to do this because if you don't, it's like it messes with your faith and nothing ain't going to work in your life. So you got to understand that. Just like Joel Hasselfad in Chronicles, you know, the Lord told him to go ahead, believe in the prophet. Told him to get instruments and play. Play the instruments. And they say, give thanks to the Lord and his faithful love and do it forever. He said the vengeance is his. That's all they had to say. And the armies that was coming after them was defeated. They defeated each other. They killed each other. Because, you know, believe the prophet, understand what the prophet told them, that, you know, that God said, just sing this. And believe me, the vengeance is mine. And that's today for everybody out there. This is the way they did for Joe Epiphaz. The same thing they do with you. Because God's faithful love endure forever. Understand one thing. God's still on the throne, and he's in the blessing business, and he said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And you take that to the heart, because what God says, it is. He said, his word do not come back void. You got to believe it.
Yes.
And you know what? Once I change my thought pattern, guess what? Everything start working. I tell you right now, ain't nothing stopped working yet. Everything working. It is rubbing off the other people. So the thing is, you know, a person just got blessed with a car. So, you know, man, it's an amazing thing, you know, that God has been doing in my life, you know, that as we continue to teach other people the positive thinking and, you know, to change everything in their life for God and understand that God will take care of your situation, you got to trust God. You got to believe in that, you know. He says one thing, all the thing, I shall supply all your needs, the riches of the Lord. And you got to take that to the heart, that what he said that, and believe that, and expect it. You got to go out with expectation. You got to go out there looking and knowing that what God said is going to come right, and it will come. But delete the doubt and take the positive. And I tell you, God is good all the time. So my message for you today, reprogram your mind.
Yes.
And
reprogram your mind.
And wait on the Lord. And wait on the Lord. And believe me, he will not let you down.
He will not. Okay, Minister Moore, we're going to go to a quick break, and then I'm going to come back, okay? Listeners,
right.
You're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. The guest is Minister Jonathan Moore. His sermon is about renewing your mind. All right, listeners, I want to talk to you about Urban Spice magazine. Not too long ago, we had the gentleman, one of the co-owners of Urban Spice, on Show Talk with Angela Butler, Reginald Lewis. He was there. He was on the show talking about the magazine, which I'm one of the writers for. He was talking about the magazine and the future plans of the magazine. You can get a subscription to Urban Spice Magazine at www.urbanspicemag.com. Listeners, I encourage you not to forget Tawana Lael. Tawana Lael is a singer. She has a song entitled, let me get it right now. Don't want to mess this up. She has a song entitled Crazy in Love. And I encourage all of you to go out and purchase that magazine on iTunes, Rubber Nation, or wherever you shop online at. Her name is Tamara Lael, and her song is Crazy in Love. Also, I'd like to remind the listeners not to forget, I'd like to encourage the listeners not to forget, again, Tawana Lael. Her album is A Brand New Day, so don't forget to go out and purchase it. One of her songs is Crazy in Love. Also, do not forget Mr. Clyde Anderson. I cannot get his commercial to wear it. Don't forget to cater to him. Andy Clyde Incorporated. Also, do not forget about the show tomorrow night. Tomorrow, Pray Brazier will be on Show Talk with Angela Butler. And again, don't forget James McDonald and his song, his book, The Love I Never Had. James McDonald is an inventor. So don't forget to check him out. Listeners, don't forget Miss Janice Nicholas Schott at Port Antiques and Eclectics. She has an antique store. Don't forget to cater to her and her antique store. And she has some beautiful antiques for those of you who love antiques. All right, so you're still listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. You're listening to Minister Moore, and we'll go back into the show. All right, how are you doing? You're back? I'm back.
Commercial. I'm blessed. Okay. I'm blessed. So, like I was telling people, you've got to take your life back. You know, take your life back. Everyone has days when they feel like it is out of control. Oftentimes, this happens when we allow our circumstances to dedicate our thoughts and attitudes. You might say, well, Jonathan, the economy is weakened of my business, or the relationship is just too far gone. But I say today is the day to take your life back. So take your life back by choosing to take your thoughts back. Even when we live in the natural realm as believers, we are not limited by the natural realm. We can tap into God's powers by making every thought the word of God. We don't have to let circumstances control us. Instead, meditate on his word and let the truth set you free. Today, as we take the captive, every thought, and boldly declare his promise over your life. You are setting yourself up for victory. You are positioning yourself to partake of his blessings. You are taking your life back, positioning yourself to embrace the abundant life he has prepared for you. And I'll say this prayer, closing on this, is,
okay.
Heavenly Father, thank you for empowering me to live in a victory today. I choose to take my life back by taking captive of every thought and submitting it to you. Help me live a life that is pleasing to you, Jesus, today and every day. In Jesus' name I pray all this. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Johnson Moore, for agreeing to come on the Show Talk with Angela. Got some listeners, so I'm going to go to the phone. If you don't want to talk, just say so. I'm just going to ask if you have any words for Minister Moore. Any questions? Hello. Hello, callers. I've got three lines open here. Does anyone have anything to say to Minister Jonathan Moore? Any questions? Okay, I guess not. Okay. All right. Thank you, Minister Moore, for coming on Show Talk with Angela Bell. I look forward to having you back this following Sunday.
Yes, I'm glad to be back. It's good to be on your show, you know. I enjoy it so
much. Thank you. I enjoyed this sermon. It's very inspiring. Very inspiring. I hope, you know, I pray that everything is blessed in your life and that the enemy has no power. I claim
Amen.
That in myself. Okay.
I will.
All right. Yes, sir. Aren't you listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler? I'd like to remind everyone not to forget the right foundation. The right foundation is a foundation that helps people who are about to be homeless or who need assistance finding homes. For those of you who would like to be a faith partner foundation, go to www.theright, and right is spelled WRIGHT foundation.com. They're located in Florida, and they're not giving people a handout. They're giving people a hand up. So those of you who have it and feel it in your heart, if you want to give something, please do. Go to www.therightfoundation.com. Also, listeners, do not forget UrbanSpiceMag.com. The owners of Urban Spice Magazine are Reginald Lewis, Terrell Wicker, and, of course, Country Boy, who is not giving me permission to use his real name. Also, Miss Janice Nicholas has F-Court Antiques and Eclectics in Hatfield, Georgia, her and her husband, Mr. Nicholas. So I encourage you to cater to them in Hatfield, Georgia, in the Delta offices. Also, Tamara Prey Fraser wrote the book In His Own Time. It's based on the life of Coach Faye Baker, who was injured and paralyzed on the work site of I-95 in Georgia. She'll be on the show. They'll be on the show tomorrow. Also, author James McDonald, The Love I Never Have. He's an inventor and author. You can find him on Amazon.com, as you can Tamara Prey Fraser in her book In His Own Time. You can find them both on Amazon.com. James McDonald, The Love I Never Had, on Amazon.com. And also, don't forget my book, everyone. I have a book called Diabetes and Me, Surviving and Overcoming the Silent Killer. You can find it on BarnesandNobles.com. You can also find it on Amazon.com, among other websites. And it's written by Angela D. Lois Butler. And it's entitled Diabetes and Me, Surviving and Overcoming the Silent Killer. Okay. And I also, again, like to thank Minister Jonathan Moore for being on Show Talk with Angela Butler. And also do not forget tomorrow's show at the regular time at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Ms. Hollis will be on Show Talk with Angela Butler, Ms. Geraldine Edwards Hollis. She's one of the Tupelo Nine, and she will be talking about her life in Mississippi and how they tried to integrate a library in Jackson, Mississippi in 1961. So you'll be learning a little bit about, well, a whole lot about history in the South. And one of her books is Back to Mississippi. You'll be learning about nine people who tried to integrate with the nonviolent a library in Jackson, Mississippi. And again, that journey, name of that is, they were named Tupelo Nine. And this, Geraldine Edwards Hollis is the author of that book, and she's also was a part of the Tupelo Nine, and they tried to integrate the school with nonviolence, influence social change. Okay, so tune in tomorrow also to hear another show about author Tamara Prey Fraser In His Own Time, and also Coach Faye Baker, and Miss Faye Baker will be on Show Talk with Angela Butler. Later Thursday and Friday of next week, the 14th and the 15th, I'll be doing comedy shows. We're doing comedy shows that I've already had a past guest, so tune in to listen to to it. I'll also have on those shows will be Show Talk. On Show Talk with Angela Butler, there will be shows of Damian Smith Jr., Rodney Perry of House of Pain, among other comedians. Rodney Perry, he was the host of the Oscar winner Monique's nighttime talk show, The Monique Show, among other things. He's really been busy, listeners. I have a fresh interview from about a week ago with him. And I have a couple of other artists, such as Ron G and different people. And let's see, who else do I have? Nick Cannon, Shorty Shorty of Nick Cannon's Wildin' Out. So tune in to Thursday and Friday here. These are repeat shows that I'm putting together. So get ready to laugh yourself silly. all right, everyone, thank you for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. It's been a great show, and I hope you all have been inspired and your minds have been renewed because of Minister Jonathan Moore. All right, is there anything else anyone would like to say? Mr. Moore? Minister Moore, is there anything else you would like to say?
I would like to tell everybody to continue to trust God and believe and continue to renew your mind, because that's a major thing that we need to all do, because God is for us. So if God is for us, who can be against you? So all of a sudden, I got to say is that stay positive and continue to walk in God's love. And
that's right.
And that's the main thing we need to understand, is to walk in His love and know that we are blessed. And we are anointed, and we are the child of King.
Yes, we are. And that's it. And my mind is already renewed. Also, you said stay in the Word of God.
That's right, stay in the Word.
I read a post on some websites that said you can hear 200 no's and hear one yes for God, and that one yes is all you need. Speaking of that, Mr. Johnny Mack, the motivational speaker, will be on Show Talk with Angela Butler this Tuesday. That's right, Mr. Johnny Mack, the motivational speaker, and he is very inspirational, and he will also motivate you in your business life, and sometimes, perhaps even in your personal life. He's a man of great wisdom. So, listeners, thank you for listening. His name is Johnny Mack. Thank you for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I'm glad a lot of people called in. I think I see about 25 phone numbers. So thank you all for tuning in to listening to Minister Jonathan Moore. Have a good night, everyone.